A live look at downtown Jacksonville. The Jags are back home this week for the first time in about a month. A three-game road trip is done now, so the Jags will be here Sunday at Everbank Field to face the Houston Texans. And welcome to Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Plenty to get to today. Well, the Jags are back home, first of all, of course, against those Houston Texans. Blake Bortles will speak to the media, and certainly the question will come about his shoulder. How's it feel this week? Will he practice today? That's a big question. You'll see that press conference live coming up. And then Allen Robinson, one of Blake's major targets. Allen will join us here on set on Jaguars.com Live and take your social media questions. So, John, let's get right into it. This Sunday and Monday was about as emotional as we've seen Gus Bradley, of course. We've talked about that all week. But now you got to put that past you and move forward. But that Sunday and Monday is something to remember moving forward if things turn whichever way they turn, I guess.
Well, it was. And that's sort of the stage we're at in this season. You're 1-4, and I know people – who are watching this are thinking, you know what, I'm tired of the talk. I'm even tired of hearing about the emotion and all that. You've lost two close games that have been very similar in a lot of ways, in the sense that I get that the defense was a problem one week and the offense the next. But it's really about taking advantage of opportunities, having a chance to win, and there being a lot of points where you look at and say, it could have been different, it had been this. So I know me, as somebody who covers the team, has a feeling today when I'm trying to figure out what to write, trying to figure out what to talk about, of, you know, let's forget the storylines and just watch this team put it together and win. And sometimes teams go through this when they're building, they're coming together, they get close, can't quite figure it out. There's a lot of teams under 500 right now who are going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. And for the Jaguars, the task is, take the things that are going well, which is the offense right now, and turn that into figuring out a way to win. And that's generic. It's not specific, but that's what they have to do right now.
The big part of last week.
Does that help you at all?
It does.
All
thank
right,
you.
Well,
yes,
good,
that's
good.
What we're going to look
right.
for today. That's a great answer, sure. Actually, because that was the next question. What did they find out? Well, we might not know until Sunday what they truly found out about themselves this week, but at least that's the direction they're going to go in and finding what they're looking for.
Well, and I think, above all, when Gus talked about the emotion, you talked about that off the top, he's trying to make sure that fans understand that it's not just progress. It's not just, hey, let's come in here and try to get better and everything's okay. There's never been that, but I think fans sort of think that that's what it is sometimes. And it's not that, and he understands about accountability. He understands about all these things the fans are talking about. And above anything, it's really just a matter of them getting that and ironing out some of these things. The other day, the punt coverage absolutely cost him. The key interception with Bortles. All of a sudden, you're playing on short fields. As bad as everything else was on defense for a lot of the games, without those things, they win that game. As tough as the offensive red zone woes were against the Colts, If you kick a field goal and make a couple of plays, you win that game. In the NFL, you're going to have, even in wins, things that go wrong. You're going to give up yards. You're going to have things. But when it comes down to winning time and making a play and doing the things that cause you to win, Jaguars weren't in position to do that a lot the last couple of years.
That's right.
They've been in position this year, and they haven't done it. What you hope, if you're Gus, is that the next step is do that once. And then, hey, okay, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we can do that a lot more. But that's the growth. That's what's not happening right now. And that's why there's this pressure and there's this buzz about when is this going to happen? Mm-hmm. Is this going to happen with this regime? It needs to.
We're awaiting the press conference of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. We'll carry that live, scheduled for 11:55. That's been running a bit later the last few weeks. That's why we're on a bit later today. So we'll carry that for you live. So let's talk about the Jaguars quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's the big story, of course, when your quarterback has a shoulder issue of any kind. That's the lead story for this Jags team. AC joint sprain. It's grade one. Gus Bradley told the Houston media this morning that he hasn't counted out him practicing today even.
Well, and that jives with the feeling of Monday. And any time that you mention the word quarterback and throwing shoulder, it's news. It's something we're going to follow. It's all the people who follow the NFL care about that. But it's also sounded from the beginning like maybe he misses practice, but almost certainly he'll go. I'd be surprised if there's anything off of that theme today. Maybe he practices, maybe he doesn't. But I'd be surprised if there's a sniff that he might not practice tomorrow. It sounds like he's going to go.
Coming off a great game, of course, 303 yards, four touchdowns. He had the one interception early, but still one of his better games in his young career. He's facing this Texans defense with some big-name personnel, and starting with J.J. Watt. And Watt has a history with Bortles, six sacks of Blake Bortles. That's the second most sacked quarterback by J.J. Watt. Andrew Luck is the other one. So it's the Jags team, at least last year, that couldn't had some issues, pass protection, and they did last week, too, with six sacks against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and for the most part this season, it's been funny. They've given up 11 in two games and not nearly as many in the others. I don't know the exact number. But it's been better. The other day against Tampa, it wasn't as good because they were down. It got kind of frantic. You're without Brandon Leonard. You're going to be without Brandon Leonard, so that's not an excuse. But you don't get the feeling – last year when they were having sacks, you never got a feeling that it was just a one-week thing. This year, I don't expect it to be an every-week deal where Blake doesn't have time. Mm-hmm. One interesting thing on Blake as you were talking, we've talked for a year and five games with this guy about not being able to overcome the one mistake. So often in his career, that's been the issue. Mm-hmm. Play okay, and then one mistake, and all of a sudden it goes away. Significant to me that the other day he had a big mistake in the first half and came back and even taken away the end of the game, came back and led a 17-point, I think it was a 17-point comeback, got them the lead. Maybe the first time he's done that in responding to adversity and playing through it, and it didn't affect him. So is that a step for a young quarterback? Mm-hmm. Is that a sign that this offense is better able to overcome something going wrong? That happened the other day. Didn't result in a win, so it's hard to think about. But if that happens a few more times, then all of a sudden maybe they're past that. So that could be a significant thing out of the other day.
That would be good to see for sure. Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. We're awaiting the press conference of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles on a Wednesday. He's on the injury report this week, and we'll see what he says about that and how this offense moves forward against the Houston Texans. And Allen Robinson will join us. One of his major weapons will join us right here on set after Blake talks today. Injury updates will be a big story today. Paul Posluszny, of course, missed last game. The Jags were gashed on the ground, 183 yards on the ground by Tampa Bay. That's one to watch. Could this be Cindric Mark's week? T.J. Yeldon had a groin strain last week. What's his situation? We haven't heard about Denard Robinson in a while either. Mm-hmm. That'd be something to watch, too, with Bernard Pierce with a hamstring issue and a concussion. So a little thinner at running back now than you would have hoped, at least on the injury report. So a few names to watch in terms of injuries today, too.
Yeah, running back, a huge issue. If you're without T.J. Yeldon and Denard Robinson, and then you're looking at Toby Gerhart and Corey Grant, you would rather have Yeldon and Robinson. You know, I'd be surprised if you see Robinson this week. So just because he's been out for a little while, I expect progress, but it would be surprising if he came back after not being really even a topic for a couple of weeks. T.J. Yeldon, a big deal. As big a deal, probably, though, do they get Cindric and Posluszny back? Because it's easy to forget when you sort of have this deluge of injuries and when you're talking about it all the time, sometimes they all sort of run together. Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Posluszny, Cindric Marks, probably the – or definitely the two most experienced, the two guys who have the best feel for this defense, the two guys that both of their position groups look to for leadership, for knowledge of this scheme. You get both of them back, and I'd be surprised if you have 183 yards against you on the ground.
They definitely don't want to see that again,
right,
for sure.
And that's something this team's – I mean, something this team has lacked at times – is that a leader in a position group. When Posluszny wasn't out there the other day, it showed up in terms of him being able to get guys in the right spot. Cindric matters on that level, too. So if they get those guys back, you would think you would see a better from the front side.
Let's go down the hall. Blake Bortles speaking to the media on Wednesday.
Who's the kid from last year?
Where is?
Huh? The freshman from last year, Robinson. She, like, arrived with him in his car. You don't want to know. Actually, you would actually like this.
Oh, that's fine. Just do a little bit. Feels good. I don't expect any limitations or anything at all.
So you ahead of schedule?
Yeah. I don't know if there was a schedule or not. I planned on practicing the whole time, so nothing's changed there. I expect to do that today.
How much does it help to have that linebacker tight end mentality that you have from playing those positions earlier in your career when you get something like this?
I think it's part of the game, especially, playing a quarterback or a position, you don't get hit very often, right? You're not hitting every day in practice and stuff. So I think being able to, most importantly, be there for your teammates, make sure the offensive line sees you in the huddle every single play, I think is definitely important. It's important to me, that those guys have faith that I'll be in the huddle every play. I'll be at practice every day, working as hard as I can with those guys.
Was it one specific hit on Sunday?
It was actually the run in the 2 minute drill right before half. Took off running and, guy kind of just got it. I think, kind of a mixture of him landing on me and landing on the ground.
How much did it impact you in the second half?
Not at all. I think adrenaline was kind of flowing, felt good. Felt it a little bit, but wasn't a big deal.
Monday morning?
Yeah, just normal soreness after a game.
So were you surprised when Gus said Monday that he wouldn't be surprised if he didn't practice today?
Yeah, I think he was just taking the safe route. So I don't know. I planned on practicing the whole time. And I think that's kind of the attitude you got to have. I'm going to practice until they tell me I can't.
What's the biggest thing that you try and get out of a normal Wednesday practice?
I think it's just kind of it's your first day to go through a base game plan and the stuff. We're not completely rolling over everything we do from week to week, but there are some new things in there. Live reps with that during practice is huge, especially for me as a young guy that hasn't done a whole lot, right, as far as first year in the system. So, I need those reps. I need to go through that and see that and protections and concepts and everything.
Julius had two catches the other day, but did he do some things that maybe everybody else didn't see to help out?
Yeah, definitely. He, he should have had more than two. Definitely missed him on touchdown. But it was kind of our plan to get him the ball. Got him I think it was the first third down or maybe second series when we got him the quick short catch. And then got him another one on a scramble drill. But, I think he's a special player, super talented, really smart guy, and does a lot of really good things that I think are going to really help this offense out.
How much will you benefit from practicing with him this week?
A ton. I think that's kind of a situation where the more we're together, the better we get. And we've only had a limited time really together to kind of be able to throw and get on the same page. And I think, he's done a great job in the short time that we have. So, I'm super excited about, being able to have him for the rest of the season and kind of build on that.
Are you throwing downfield more this year, longer, and is that just a natural progression in the offense and more confidence in Allen?
Yeah. I think, it's a little bit of everything. It's kind of, more of the scheme, the system. It's more of those guys, the confidence in those guys that they're going to go make the plays. It's a little more taking chances. So, I think they all kind of play a factor into, definitely pushing the ball downfield.
In the first half of a lot of these games, you've had some success going no huddle and hurry up. Mm-hmm. Why is that working?
I think it's something that, we do, there's a big emphasis on it. We just went through it. We'll go through it again this week. Frank will give a presentation on it this afternoon. There's kind of a big emphasis on that. And I think our guys do a really good job. We have, our 2 minute package and the things we do well and guys understand it. I think a lot of things that go on in 2 minute, every now and then it kind of becomes backyard football again. And I think our guys are really good, getting in the scramble drill. When I'm able to, get outside the pocket, guys do a really good job of finding holes and getting open.
Have you noticed during the course of these drives that the pass rush just slows down a little
bit? Yeah. I mean, it definitely takes guys out of certain things. It's hard as a defense, I think, to pressure with a moving clock. Obviously you're always alert for stuff when the ball goes out of bounds or timeouts or things like that. But when you're rolling and staying in bounds and you're on the ball, it's hard to change the defense. It's hard, rarely changing personnel. So I think it kind of eliminates them. It obviously gets the big guys up front that are rushing a little more tired. So I think it definitely favors the offense.
Like, have you always been comfortable in that 2 minute drill? I mean, even going back to college, I think there's a handful of moments in some big time games where you were able to deliver.
Yeah. We did it a lot in college. It was kind of a mix up for us. It was kind of the same thing. The personnel and guys we had in college were good at it, enjoyed it, and felt comfortable in it. And it's kind of the same thing here. The guys like it. They feel comfortable within it and when we're doing it and going no huddle. So I think that's, you know, why it pays off for us.
What do you see Clowney and Watt and how they line up?
Yeah, they're obviously super talented. You know, for the most part, they keep them on separate sides. But you know, they're both really good players. You know, obviously having a chance to play against J.J. Watt twice last year and Clowney in college. You know, both explosive. You know, unbelievable motors. So they're definitely two guys, you know, as well as the rest of their front seven, that are really good, that, you know, we're going to have to be, on our game, and, you know, the attention to details are going to be huge.
How did he stop Watt last week? What did he do?
I mean, yeah, he had some plays still that, you know, you kind of just look at and say, wow. But I mean, yeah, I think guys are constantly throwing different things at him, whether it's a tight end and a tackle, two tight ends, a tackle and a back. They're chipping them, they're cutting them, they're doing all types of stuff, which is, you know, what you have to do with a player like that, you know, and his capability. You know, this year it's been more consistent. He's been on the right most of the time, and they've left Clowney on the left. You know, so he's been over there. But, you know, they got the potential to move him at any time because he can play anywhere up front. So we're prepared for that.
431 yards 2 weeks ago, 31 points last week. I know you have a to-do list of things you want to do better, but do you see do you have an enthusiasm and excitement for where the offense has come and where it's going?
Yeah, I think you know, I think it's been impressive with the things we've struggled at and made a big point of emphasis. You know, we've struggled in the red zone. Well, last week it was a huge point of emphasis. We went 5 for 5 in the red zone. You know, I think it's cool to see things like that carry over to the game. You know, I think we've shown, you know, with the yardage and the way we moved the ball, and then last week with the points we put up, that, you know, this can be the norm and it should be the norm. You know, this is where the bar should be set, and this is what we should be able to do week in and week out.
So finishing was the key last week. What's the key this week?
You know, I think offensively, I think it's got to be attention to detail still. You know, we had a big play taken away by, you know, a misaligned formation, you know, had a full start. I think things like that are things we got to continue to pay attention to eliminate, you know, obviously a turnover, two turnovers, you know, that really both led to points. I think we got to continue to eliminate that stuff.
Thanks. There you have it, the Wednesday comments of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. We continue now on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank, with Allen Robinson, one of the main targets of that quarterback. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain at all.
How's the team as a whole this week after really an emotional Sunday? The day after Monday, it was the most emotional we saw Gus. He talked a little bit about the team meeting, didn't get into too much detail, but how's the team's psyche after all that?
You know, we have a real resilient team, you know, so I mean, each and every week is a new opportunity for us, you know, so it's not something, like I said, you know, it's a 17-week season, it's a long season, you know, so each and every week, you know, it's not something that you can really get too up with a win or get too down by with a loss.
Mm-hmm. A lot of words like focus moving forward. That's an individual thing, right? Every guy has to kind of focus on his job a little more. That's how that works, right?
For sure, you know, it's just about us, you know, just continuing to hold each other accountable. You know, I think that's the main thing. You know, I don't think we're really too far off, you know, with a few mistakes here, a few mistakes there. You know, sometimes it just come at really inopportune times.
Allen Robinson with us, Jaguars wide receiver. The offense didn't run the ball great last week, but the passing offense, boy, I tell you, I mean, you guys, Blake had 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. You had a couple of those. You and Hearns are going off. Is there the next step for this offense? What would that be?
You know, just to be more consistent throughout the course of a game. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have some ups in the games and some lows in the game and then up again. So just really try to be consistent throughout the course of the game and just try to find points on a majority of our drives. You know, I mean, touchdowns definitely being first and foremost, you know, but if we can also get a few more field goals in between that as well.
Are you a stats guy? Do you look at the stats and the rankings?
Well, not too much.
You want me to tell you some of them? I can.
Yeah, that's
fine. Oh, you want them? Okay. 4 touchdowns, 3rd in the league. 18.3 yards per reception, that's 4th in the league. 402 yards, 12th in the league. And you are the youngest player since Randy Moss in 98 with 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in 5 games. I mean, does that do anything for you? I mean, or no?
You know, really, for me personally, you know, really just keep me even more motivated, you know, just as far as, you know, wanting to continue to go out there and make plays for my team. You know, I think that's the main thing.
Let's go to social media. I know you're a social media guy, right?
Yeah.
What's your handle on the?
Oh.
You know what? Everybody comes on here doesn't know their handle.
Yeah, I want to say maybe the_AR15, I believe, THEE. _AR15.
That's right. Well, it's on the bottom of your screen, so you can see if he's right or not.
I believe that's it.
If not, then they'll find somebody else, I guess. Let's go to social media and talk about Allen Hurns. You, the two Allens working together. This is from Walker.TS on Instagram. Do you think the Allen brothers, you and Hurns, are the most competitive receiver duo in the league? Do you guys compete amongst yourselves? How does that work?
You know, I would say throughout the course of the week, you know, definitely throughout ourselves, you know, as far as just not having any drops, you know, as far as just making plays. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's been like that throughout OTAs, throughout camp, you know. But just me and him continuing to just push each other, you know. I mean, that's the main thing, you know, just from working out a lot together this summer. You know, we know how good one another can be, you know. So just continuing to push each other. And I think that starts from the top down in the room, from Coach Sullivan, you know, to Brian Walters, Tony Washington, and those guys. So I think we're just a real competitive room in general.
What's the difference between you and Allen Hurns on the field? What's if you had to characterize the difference in y'all's play, what would that be?
Difference in our play?
Yeah. And then we'll go off the field after that.
I would say, you know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, I mean, we're both pretty versatile guys, you know, as far as, you know, some games, you know, we may only have a few catches, you know, but our average is up, you know. Some games we may have to be a possession receiver, you know. So I think for both of us, you know, we're pretty versatile.
Let's go and now off the field. How different are you guys off the field? Are you similar? You hang out?
Yeah, I would say we're similar. You know, I may be a little more outgoing.
Really?
You know, I think, okay. I mean, it's kind of hard to say, but yeah, I would say I'm probably – a little bit more outgoing.
So Hurns is kind of quiet.
Yeah, Hurns is definitely quiet.
Well, you got to open him up a little more, right? He's your teammate.
For sure.
I don't know how you do that, but let's go back to social media now. Speaking of that, you guys do this touchdown celebration thing. I don't know if it's celebration on other plays or not, but the question from IC Meyer, do you come up with your touchdown celebrations on the spot, or are they pre-planned? To clarify, I've seen two. I've seen the ball spin thing, which you do on first downs also.
Yeah.
But you do it in the end zone. That's a Keyshawn Johnson move, by the way. And I've seen the jump shot thing with Hurns. Yeah. How does that work?
You know, both of them were pre-planned. You know, the one, actually the touchdown celebration I took from two of my friends that went to Penn State, that played at Penn State, you know, and some of that, you know, it was actually their idea originally, you know. But and then the ball spin thing is just something that, you know, I think has just come along, you know, with me throughout the course of last year into this year.
What's the difference in going back to the quarterback? What's the difference in Blake Bortles from last year to this year?
I would just say it's confidence, you know, and I think that's a thing that people have heard me say before, as far as not only Blake but a lot of our second year players, you know, just being able to play with that much more confidence. Russ having a chance last year, having the experience to play a lot of ball, you know, not only just play a lot of ball, but together, you know, especially in our offense, as far as me, Marquise, mm-hmm. Hurns, you know, even with Denard being a third year player, you know. So I mean, we had a young group, but I think you just see the confidence of us as an offense, you know, just coming along.
Division game, Allen Robinson with us on Jaguars.com Live. Houston Texans are coming in. It's a team that the Jags haven't had a lot of success with the last few years. The Jags a couple years ago swept the season series, but last year Houston won both games. There's a familiar face for you on the other side, Bill O'Brien. You'd had him a couple years at Penn State. You know, of course, you faced him last year, but how close are you guys?
You know, I'm pretty close. And last year, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to play against him because I was injured.
That's right.
You know, so I think it should be fun this year. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
That's it? That's all we get? You don't want to talk some smack to your old coach here?
Or nah, you know.
You want to beat him? Like, how does that work?
You know, I'll let all that speak on Sunday, you know.
What did he do for you at Penn State, though? Because that was the last 2 years for you at Penn State. There were some turbulent times there in Happy Valley. And to have him come in those couple of years, that was a challenge.
For sure, you know. I mean, not only a challenge, you know, but for me, football and mentally, you know, he always challenged me. And I would say for him, you know, he really increased my football IQ, you know, a ton, you know, as far as just being able to adapt to a pro style offense coming into the NFL. You know, I think a lot that like I hear now, as far as offensively and doing different things. Mm-hmm. I think I heard that a lot in college, and I did that a lot in college, you know, so it definitely, you know, gave me a little bit of an edge, I feel like, on the mental aspects of things.
Let's get a few more social questions for you from Twitter. Mike_Yazigi94 asking, which jersey would you get if you were debating between yours and Telvin Smith?
You know, I don't want to sound like a selfish guy, you know, but I would say you definitely got to get the 15 jersey, you know. I'm actually starting to see, you know, quite a few 15s, you know. So it's kind of, it's kind of cool, you know. So I mean, I'll definitely say you got to get a 15.
We had Telvin in here a couple of weeks ago. You know what he said?
What?
He said Telvin's
yeah,
good,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
That's how that works. That's the way it works. Let's go down the list here. Biggest moment of your career so far. This is from Kieran_904 on Instagram. What's the biggest moment for you?
Biggest moment. I would say still last year, Cleveland game when I got my first touchdown. You know, I don't really think it's any experience, you know, that can really compare to really getting your first touchdown in this league. You know, touchdowns are really hard to come by, you know, so once you get the first one, you know, it's a pretty awesome feeling.
Joe Event 15 asking if you could choose, this is a strange one, I gotta be honest with you. If you could choose between invisibility or flying, which would you choose? It'd be pretty cool to use that in a game, am I right?
I would definitely use invisibility. You know, flying you can do some things, but I think invisibility, you know, it's a ton of different things that you'd be able to do.
Let's finish with some rapid-fire questioning here for you. Favorite restaurant in Jacksonville?
Favorite restaurant in Jacksonville? I'll have to say Bluefish.
Oh, yeah, Avondale.
Yep.
Good place.
Bluefish.
First tattoo, what was it?
First tattoo, I actually was like, it kind of was like three of them. I got one across my chest and then a couple on my arm. So, but it was like all in like in one like event, you know, it wasn't. So.
Three tattoos, one sitting,
yeah,
basically. What were they?
It's one of my arms says no grind over here and no shine over here. And then I got one across my chest that said God. What does it say? I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. It's been a long time.
Well, you got to look in the mirror to find out, I guess.
Sure.
Right? What's your next tattoo?
I'm kind of undecided. I kind of been thinking.
Post a question online earlier, like a little while back.
Yeah, I kind of been thinking. I'm kind of undecided. You know, I'm gonna for sure wait to the off season to get it. You know, but I've been thinking. You know, so if anybody have any good ideas out there, let me know, please.
Okay, yeah. So throw your ideas on tattoos. Now, you were on the show Ink Master recently, right? How did that start? How did you get?
Actually, my agency set it up. You know, but I mean, it was a awesome experience, and especially for me, you know, being a big tattoo guy. You know, I was able to get a quite big piece of work done, you know, from a really good artist, you know. So, I mean, it was a really awesome experience for me.
I heard a rumor. I didn't see the show, but I heard a rumor you were a little scared of the pain of it.
Is that true? I mean, it hurt. I wasn't afraid of it. Oh, but, you know, I mean, not so many people realize, you know, once you sit down and get a tattoo, 3 hours go by, 4 hours go by, 5 hours go by, and you still getting a tattoo. You know, that's a... It's basically just tattooing raw skin. So I want to say that it took, I want to say, 5 hours and like 15 minutes, 5 hours, 20 minutes.
No breaks? Can you get up?
I took a couple 5-minute breaks. Yeah. But
wow. You got to have some trust in the person doing that.
Yeah, man.
Too. That's for sure. Now, I don't have any tattoos. What would you recommend for me?
I would say get something Jaguar related.
Jaguar related?
Yeah.
Like your cat head or something?
Spirit, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could do that. That could be interesting. I won't tell you where I get it, but that's a different story. Let's finish with this, Alan. Next for this team, you got to move forward after these three straight losses on the road, but you're back home. Have the expectations changed for the group? Is it still a confident group? Where does this team stand now coming back home against Houston?
For sure. You know, I don't think anything has changed as far as our expectations. You know, I mean, we know how good we can be. You know, we just got to continue to eliminate some of the minor things, you know, that hurt us in games, you know. So, I mean, it's a long season, you know. It's a crazy league. So, we got to just continue to keep our goals, you know, set and just continue to focus in on them.
Great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Alan Robinson with us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Meet me at the 50 coming up Thursday night. That's tomorrow here at EverBank Field, hosted by Michaela and Gus Bradley. That's tomorrow, a 5:30 start. For tickets, go to Jaguars.com/50, and there's a keynote address by ESPN Susie Colbert as well. Our thanks to John Osier joining us earlier. You heard from Blake Bortles and Alan Robinson, of course, here on set. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.